everyone out there. I've crossed off another day on the wall, but I forgot how to make tally marks, so I don't actually remember how many days we've been down here.
It's also hard to tell when it's a day when you can't see the sun.
Oh, yeah. That makes it complicated. By the way, hi from our mother's basement. I'm Emily.
And I'm Elt.
And today we're going to talk to you about A Series of Unfortunate Events by Lemony Snicket, the book, the movie, and the TV show. There's so much to talk about with these books. I love these books. I read them when they first started coming out, and actually I looked up when they started coming out. It feels like more recent, but it was really early 2000s when these books, I think, like, maybe the first one's even 99, but anyway, it was a long time ago. So I was young.
Oh, I thought they were around for longer.
I know, because I remember waiting so long for the last book to come out, and then I looked back, and the last book came out when I was, like, in middle school still, or maybe my freshman year of high school, but it was actually a long time ago, and it felt like I was waiting for it for a while, but it's been a while since it's come out. Anyway.
So there you go.
So, the book, actually middle grade book. Grade to like young adult, but more firmly in the middle grade genre, which I'm a fan of, specifically because, well, that's my favorite genre of literature is children's or middle grade. But Lemony Snicket is so, he thinks so much of his readers. So he's writing to middle grade, but he writes really smart and the language is clever. I learned words and phrases like herpetologist and meanwhile back at the ranch and ambidextrous. These were things that I learned that I'm sure I've learned a lot of words from reading books, but that I actively remember learning from those books because not only would he use a word, he would describe it. He would describe it in context, but broad enough that you would also understand how to use the word outside of that specific context. Anyway, he's amazing.
Also, it's
funny and clever.
It's a very different style for young adult, for middle grade, because usually middle grade is a little bit more cutesy or like a little thing happened, and it's such a different tone. It's so different.
Yeah.
That's all.
It's interesting because it's dark, but it also sort of feels like fantasy because you never know exactly where it is or when it is. So it's just a very interesting world to get lost in, and you get to get lost in it for 13 books. They're not exactly very long books, but it's still 13 books that you get to get lost in, which when you love a world that's been created and an author, 13 is pretty great. Plus, he's actually written other stuff, and not other stuff specifically about these characters, but other stuff that sort of links to the world, like a lot of authors do these days, and everything that he writes that's about this world is so much fun. So I gave ratings to the book, and then we'll talk about the film and the TV show. But for the book, so romance is a 1, and I can remember the 2 scenes where there's any suggestion of romance. The 1 is when Klaus and Fiona are in the submarine, and he gets a kiss from her, but like it's a kiss, and I think it's on the list, but that's it. And she's a little bit older than he is, but it's not. It's like, probably someone would call it inappropriate, but it's more like a thank you and a goodbye kiss. It's not really romantic. And then there's this really sweet moment when Violet and Quigley are up on the mountain and they have a crush on each other, and these 2 kids, their parents have been murdered, and then their siblings are trying to be murdered, and everyone is chasing after them, and their life is horrible. But they get a moment on the mountain, and Lemony Snicket says, we're going to give them a moment. Just, we're not going to say what happened. But he doesn't say, like, we're not going to say what happened. He's like, you know what happened. It's more like, well, give them the privacy so maybe they can actually talk and be normal teenagers for 2 minutes instead of chasing down bad guys and breaking out of prisons with loaves of bread like you do. Oh, could we get out of here with a loaf of bread?
We might have to try it after this is done.
Okay. Put it on the list.
Okay. Which loaf, though?
Oh, the one where we try to get out of here, that list. Ways to break out.
No, but which loaf? What kind of... Well, you know what? I'll just get a bunch of loaves together.
Be okay with.
Yeah, we'll try all the different loaves and we'll see which one worked. That's probably important for people to know. Like, which loaf can you actually get out with?
French bread is hard.
Probably have to be like a baguette. Yeah. We'll have to reassemble croutons back into a loaf. That's probably a good one.
Oh, yeah. Language is a one. I honestly don't remember, but I do, like, maybe, like, hell or damn at some point in the book. But he's the kind of author who's like, hey, I know so many words, and I'm going to use good language. So I'm going to need to resort to curse words, also for middle grade. I don't think it could live in middle grade if there were really bad words. But he wouldn't need to. Even if he's writing for adults, he doesn't need to, because he's so much better than that. And then violence, it can get a little bit violent. It's not too explicit, but some people do get eaten by a lion, and there are lots of fires and a lot of things burning, but you don't see, like, people charred to a crisp, or, you know, the lion tearing people and blood spurting. It's like, oh, they got thrown into the lion. And the way that, like, in a Disney movie, sometimes scary things happen, but you're not focusing on it, but it's there. Oh, and this guy gets sliced in half by a wood chopper. So
it's pretty violent. So, yeah.
Yeah. And it's not really in context. It's not a war. Something is at a 2.5 for violence. Because when you're reading it, if you're young enough, that's a little scary to hear about people getting thrown to lions or getting sliced in two by a wood chopper.
Right.
But these books are great. And they're the type of books, because they're so well written, you can read over and over again. Because you're not really reading it for the story. You're reading it for the writing. Or, if you're not so much a bookophile or a reader, you can watch the film. Except I don't recommend the film, but you can watch it if, I don't know, you like to torture your eyes, I suppose. They did the movie in the early 2000s, and here's the thing with the movie. First of all, they combined the first three books into one movie, which I get, because otherwise you would have, if they were going to continue, they'd have to make 13 movies. That's a lot of movies, and the books are small. So combining it actually theoretically would make sense. Except they went all over the place with the plot and all out of order. It didn't make sense. And here's the biggest thing. Klaus doesn't have glasses in the movie. Okay, first of all, he's a bookworm, and his whole character is that he's a bookworm and he wears glasses. And glasses come up as a tool in so many of the other books. And in the fourth book, the whole plot centers around the fact that Klaus wears glasses. So I don't understand why they couldn't put a pair of, like, oh, we're going to go to Claire's and get fake glasses for $2. I mean, goodness, I have fake pairs of glasses. They couldn't put glasses on the kid. What kind of movie studio made it and couldn't put glasses on the kid again? The fourth book is about glasses, so I don't know what they thought they were going to do if they ever continued the movie series. So for that alone, do not watch the film. It's 63% on Rotten Tomatoes from the fan score. It must be like one huge fan of like Jim Carrey or something who's like, yes, watch this movie. Because there is no same reason to watch this movie, especially now that the TV show exists, because the TV show is one of the best adaptations of a TV show from, not just TV show, like a screen adaptation from a book that I've ever seen. Neil Patrick Harris, he definitely produced it. He asked me, I don't know how, I can't remember if he wrote, if he was involved in writing or directing, but you can tell that for him, at least it seems like it, that it was like a passion project. That he probably loved these books and wanted to bring them to life. And you can tell that because it's so faithful where it needs to be faithful. It's not faithful to the detriment of the TV show. It's faithful when they're amazing. And also Patrick Warburton plays one of these tickets, so he narrates. And I'm not always a fan of narration in TV and movies because the point of TV and movies is that it's visual, so you should be able to show the story and not tell it, but they weave in his narration in such a perfect way. It feels like, it's almost like watching an audiobook, because you get to, some of the lines are exactly pulled from the book, so you get to hear the dialogue the way that Lemony Snicket intended it. Oh, he was involved in the writing and the creation of the TV show, so that helps.
Yeah, that does, yeah.
So you get to watch the book, again, like sort of like an audiobook, but better because it's on TV, and they get the tone right because the coloring of it, you're still not sure. It feels a lot like the real world. There are cars and there are normal humans and things like that, but
yeah, there's no like weird creatures. Like aliens.
Yeah, but again, you still don't know exactly when it's set because the cars are different eras and the clothing sort of puts you off, and there's definitely computers, but people aren't around on their cell phones, so it's an interesting, it keeps the tone of the book really faithfully in the TV show. And
very unique.
Everything is exact.
It's very unique. All the everything about it is very unique. The books, the setting, everything is so unique.
And you know, sometimes when you read a book, you picture the characters, and then the movie comes out, and the characters are different from what you expected. But you're like, oh, I could see it. You know, even though it's different, but you accept it.
Yeah.
So this one is exactly what you wanted them to look like. Everyone's exactly how you pictured it, except even better than your imagination. Like, it's one of those rare places where it's actually equal to or better than your imagination, and I just love it. And it's 3 seasons on Netflix, and
they followed the books? So 3 seasons means, because I didn't, you told me to watch, I haven't gotten to it yet, okay? There's just so much, to do when you have to. But so I think you said that it was one episode, it was 2 episodes were like one book or something?
2 episodes per book, so it's 3 seasons. So I think it's the first season is the first 3 books, second season is the next. Oh, maybe it's 4 seasons. 3, 3, and 3, 3, 3, and 4?
Well, it's thorough, that's for sure.
Or maybe it was 3 seasons and it was 4 books. I can't remember. I just do remember that it was one of the few TV shows recently that I actually waited for the next season. That doesn't happen very often these days.
Oh.
But these ones I get. 86% fans on Rotten Tomatoes, 96% critics. This is one of the few times that I actually agree with the critics over the fans. Except 96 is too low and it should have 100% because it's amazing. And, like, it's such a nice fulfillment of childhood. Like, oh, yeah, a thing that I love. Now I get to enjoy it again as an adult. And you can enjoy it as an adult. So I would almost say the TV show is maybe a little bit for an older audience than the books themselves. But, yeah, they're so great. And, wow, I haven't been able to talk about Fear's Unfortunate Events this much in such a long time because Elle doesn't usually actually let me talk this much.
I'm repainting the basement as she's speaking, so that way she can't argue about the color I chose. So I'm just going to leave her in her lemony snicket world. Yeah. Well, you better duck or else you're going to get paint all over you.
Oh, no.
I'm doing...
The fumes are a little bit...
I'm doing Pollock style, her side of the basement, because I can't go there, so I'm just going to Pollock style. Oh, I think Emily's out for the count right now. Oh, well. Oh, well. Okay. Well, at least we got her to stop ranting about Lemony Snicket. Am I right? Though it does sound like she likes it and that she would recommend it. Oh, no. We're going to have to sign out quick before she starts doing anything weirder now. All right, everyone. Go check out the series. Netflix series, book series, not film, but everything else. And we hope you enjoy it. And we're just going to give Emily a pillow here for right now. All right, everyone. We'll catch you later. Cheers.